Kensington just can't seem to catch a break. The neighborhood was the epicenter of Philadelphia's opioid crisis long before the coronavirus pandemic hit. That crisis means a lot of new social distancing rules are falling by the wayside as people continue to deal drugs and live on the streets, making Kensington especially vulnerable to the coronavirus. So far, 57 people have tested positive for the virus in Kensington, about a third of everybody in the neighborhood who's been tested. But officials still worry that there's been a lack of testing in the community.
Perhaps there's no other neighborhood in Philadelphia that has the potential to be so overwhelmed by this.
I'm Annette John Hall. This is The Why. Mike Newell has spent years writing about the opioid crisis for the Philadelphia Inquirer. So, Mike, you went to Kensington for this story. How were you able to do your reporting in the middle of all this social distancing?
Well, I did it primarily from my car, to be honest. I've been going to that neighborhood for a long time, and I've made great connections with so many of the community members there. So those relationships came in handy the previous few weeks. But yeah, I primarily did most of the reporting from the car and kept my social distancing when I wasn't.
Well, I'm glad to hear you maintain social distancing.
But I did have a mask and my gloves and all that. I was properly prepared.
That's good. Have your PPE. That's good. So what did you see?
I saw, I think, sadly, what has a city what we've allowed to occur in Kensington for a really long time. Parts of Kensington for very long have existed like open air drug markets. And that's what I saw just the other day. People were dealing drugs openly in many corners. The crowds that come with it were there in those corners. And Kensington can be a disorienting place in normal times. The rumble of the L overhead, the ambulance sirens, the open air drug dealing, the open drug use. And that was all at play. By the Somerset L stop, you could see, you know, the crowds of young people in addiction, a lot of them living in crowded encampments along the avenue. And the drug dealers seemed, in a way, emboldened. You know, there wasn't any hiding or pretending to hide in what they were doing.
Mike, could you see if people were adapting to social distancing because of the virus?
Sadly, because of the lack of opportunity in this neighborhood, the most thriving economy is found on the corner. That's where the most visible opportunity lies. So like anyone else, they're taking precautions. The men dealing drugs on the chain link fence at Hope Park in Kensington wore masks. The dealers have lookout boys who work the corners, and it's their job to call out if the police are coming. And one of these folks that I encountered, he was wearing a mask, but I talked to a priest who works outreach there on the corner where the man works, and he explained to me how the man was also encouraging them to keep their 6 feet away from him. So that was surreal to see, but like anyone else, these are folks who are trying to protect themselves.
Were there a lot of businesses that had closed down in Kensington, and how did that affect what was happening there?
What business infrastructure there is there, like the rest of the world, obviously it's closed. And the drug market is so lucrative in Kensington that a lot of outside dealers from different neighborhoods come in there and they compete for corners. And the police were telling me how basically they're seeing corners that were not occupied. Now they're being competition for those corners. It's kind of open real estate.
Now you have more businesses shuttered, right? So the less good activity you got going on, the more the bad activity gets amplified.
Council member Maria Kiona Sanchez talked about business owners who have video cameras and they're actually watching in real time as people are moving into their corner and calling her office and saying, hey, when this ends, please, we can't have this.
So did you see any police officers there?
The police presence is very visible. It's just that they're not arresting.
The Philadelphia Police Department has temporarily updated our protocols in light of the public health crisis we now face.
Danielle Outlaw, the new police commissioner, said the police would be delaying arrests for a lot of nonviolent crimes, including prostitution, theft, and drug offenses. This is partly to protect officers so they don't have to come into contact with as many people. So people are still, the police are still arresting people, obviously, who commit violent crimes.
The department is not turning a blind eye to crime. We will continue to enforce all laws. However, people who commit certain nonviolent offenses will be detained and arrested at the scene.
But otherwise, they're issuing warrants for arrest.
When the person's identity is confirmed, they will be released with a warrant issued for them to come in later for processing. When we are on the other side of this health crisis, we will return back to normal operations.
How many people have been arrested?
In East Division, which includes Kensington, where we focused our reporting, on average there, every 2 weeks, they've been making 225 drug arrests before the pandemic. In the last 2 weeks, they've made 4. You really do see the drop.
What do the folks who live in Kensington think about this?
They're horrified.
Well, we talked to Councilwoman Maria Quiñones Sanchez. She said that for the residents of Kensington, it was the storm of all the worst case scenarios.
We've adopted this policy that we're going to allow a certain level of lawlessness to happen, right? People openly injecting, people just loitering around the street.
More lawlessness, more vandalism, more aggression by drug dealers, and the healthcare crisis.
You know, we have a pandemic. This is something that's deadly. And we know we have a community that's trapped.
And the fear that we all fear, I think theirs is compounded by so many factors they cannot control.
When we come back...
I think one thing we've all learned is that iniquity and inequality doesn't disappear during a pandemic.
This is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall. We're talking to Philadelphia Inquirer reporter Mike Newell about Kensington, which is struggling with the coronavirus crisis on top of an opioid epidemic. What's the city doing about this?
Well, first off, on this day, it seems like perhaps maybe we're seeing signs that our stay-at-home order went into place early enough to maybe stave off the worst of the pandemic. And obviously, that would be, you know, such a great thing for a neighborhood like Kensington, which could be hit particularly hard by the pandemic. And more specifically to dealing with the potential healthcare crisis. Yeah, there are conversations that are happening with the councilwoman, with the city government about what particularly can be put in place there in the days ahead.
They need to test people that are unsheltered to make sure that these folks are not caring.
Perhaps, outreach.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
And ways and means to get folks off the street and into shelter there.
Wasn't there supposed to be some sort of quarantine center plan for homeless people to go?
There is the Holiday Inn downtown, which is being used by the city as a quarantine site for, I believe, first responders who might not want to go home, for anyone who believes that they might be, maybe say, living with someone who has the virus and they don't have anywhere to go, or someone who's showing symptoms and is waiting a test result, or homeless folks, people in addiction who are symptomatic and awaiting result or who have tested positive. And I'm not sure how full that is yet, but the city has started moving people into there.
State officials say that we could be seeing the peak in cases really soon, but it's definitely going to get worse before it gets better. I'm wondering if you see that happening now in Kensington.
I think one thing we've all learned is that iniquity and inequality doesn't disappear during a pandemic. When I go for a jog, I can cross the street. When I take my dog, I can, you know, get in a car and go somewhere. But in Kensington, you can argue that perhaps there's no other neighborhood in Philadelphia that has the potential to be so overwhelmed by this, because so many folks don't have the privilege of self-isolating, folks who are essential workers and have to go to work and have to take the train to get to work. And then you have the vulnerable community that lives on the sidewalks there. People who are in the throes of addiction, who to them, the agony of withdrawal might pose more of a threat than the unknown virus. So you have many little encampments of young people you know, just on top of each other. And you're thinking, my God, if this virus catches in this area, what could this mean?
So, Mike, it seems like this is really exposing the weaknesses in the city system.
What we're seeing this pandemic do is two things. One, yeah, it doesn't discriminate. It hits every zip code, but it hits the most vulnerable the hardest. And what we're seeing in Kensington is that's the tears and the frays and the weaknesses of the social safety net and our responses to these various crises that this neighborhood has been burdened or been asked to bear for so long. And we see that too when it comes to law enforcement. For very long, the police have been asked to bear the brunt of the drug crisis in Kensington. So we're also seeing the great failures in our response to the opioid crisis. You know, we're definitely going to follow up on this story because I just don't think there's any other place, possibly in America right now, that is ripe with conditions like this that can lead to such a very dangerous outbreak of the coronavirus. In many ways right now, it's just a community overwhelmed.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for coming on with us and talking about what's going on in Kensington. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, Annette. It was such a pleasure to have the conversation with you. I appreciate it.
Mike Newell reported this story with Chris Palmer of the Philadelphia Inquirer. We asked councilperson Maria Quinones Sanchez about the quarantine site at the Holiday Inn for people who can't go home. She says the hotel is still far from being at capacity. The Y is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Binyakov, Alex Stern, and Kelsey Hansen, under the editorial direction of Katie Culinary. Hit me up on Twitter at AnnetteJH. Thanks for listening, and take care of yourselves. We'll see you Monday.